대한민국 정부 성명 세용의 대륙간 탄도로켓 시험 발사 성공.
Welcome to Window on North Korea, an attempt to humanize our image of everyday North Koreans with the help of defectors now living in South Korea and elsewhere. Given the role of North Korea in international geopolitics these days, it is important to have more than the two-dimensional impression we get from the mainstream media of this seemingly inscrutable country. I am Fran Callaher, your host. Today's episode will be somewhat shortened for various reasons, but I do want to acknowledge the fact that Monday, January 8th, 2018, is Kim Jong-un's birthday. The supreme leader of North Korea, grandson of Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea. Actually, according to Wikipedia, he was born sometime between January 8th, 1982, and July 5th, 1984. But apparently, they are wanting to claim his birthday to be January 8th, according to the Daily NK website. There's been some speculation about the fact that his birthday has not been elevated to the position of a national holiday in North Korea yet. The birthdays of his grandfather and father, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, respectively, are national holidays and noted as such on the national calendar. Those birthdays are April 15th and February 16th, respectively. But it is interesting that Kim Jong-un's birthday has not yet been elevated to the position of a national holiday. Quoting here from an article in the dailynk.com from December 15th of last year, quote, "Regarding the omission, a source in South Pyongan province told the Daily NK, quote, international sanctions, especially those instituted after the sixth nuclear test in September, have caused a lot of hardship for workers, with many losing their jobs as a result of gradual slowing of coal exports. So public opinion of Kim Jong-un has dropped to a new low." That's the end of the quote from the source in Pyongan province. "The continuing omission of the holiday could thus be due to a perception by the regime that perception of the leader is not sufficiently positive at this time." Continuing the quote from this article on the website, "As the government pushes propaganda about its nuclear and missile development, while even more successful merchants are losing jobs and going hungry this year, people would only ridicule Kim Jong-un if they saw his birthday had been made a holiday," the source continued. North Korea has been heavily pushing propaganda through its media regarding the November 29th Hwasong-15 missile launch conducted near Pyongyang. However, public sentiment appears to be heading in an entirely different direction. End quote from the website article. So they think it's not a good time to try to elevate Kim Jong-un to deserving a national holiday for his birthday. He's just not quite popular enough at this point. Nonetheless, the state is apparently likely to acknowledge his birthday with special lectures to instill loyalty towards Kim Jong-un and with snacks for children to hope to boost everyone's morale on Kim Jong-un's birthday this Monday, January 8th. It used to be that the birthdays of his father and grandfather were, as well as being national holidays, were occasions for gifts and treats from the government for everyone in commemoration of the dates. It sounds like the handouts have not been what they used to be in the old days, but nonetheless they are still considered national holidays. And it'll apparently be some time before Kim Jong-un is granted the same veneration, if ever, of making his birthday a national holiday. It so happens that Kim Jong-il's birthday this year, February 16th, happens to fall on the Korean Lunar New Year, as well as right smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics being held in South Korea. So it'll be interesting times in the couple months ahead to see how all those various occasions come together. Tune in again next week for some discussion of the various calendars used by both North and South Korea.